we're back. That was Skillet, Not Gonna Die. And we're not gonna die tonight. Not this night, anyway. So, for people that don't know my brother, he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the forest fires of a couple of years ago, and also the big flood of a couple of years ago up in the Nicola Valley, the Thompson River Valley, and the Nicola, or I mean the Fraser Valley, too. So it was pretty devastating, and we're so glad that he fought through all that, survived. He's a big inspiration for myself and many other people all over the world, and pretty inspiring song you chose. Hello, Shkwait Shachlach, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Just kind of enjoying today because warm, but at least it's cloudy, so it's not super hot.
Yeah, so we have our subject today is on unity, and we'd love to hear from you on that.
it took me a bit to try to figure it out, unity. So I took a look online, and I think it might be one of the new definitions they incorporated, because they're incorporating a new lot of definitions in our dictionaries, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me that the best way to unify is to be diverse, you know, highly diverse and inclusive. And, you know, it's craziness. You know, because I think that's kind of the opposite of unity. You know, when you're unified and united, you're all working towards the same goal, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like a firefighting squad, you know, we can't all be the hose master.
Yeah.
You know, some guy's got to be tail end Charlie holding the back end.
Yeah.
Others have to operate this and that, so, you know, if they meant diverse that way, then I can believe it, or, you know, inclusive that way. But no, they just want exactly everybody shouting their own song.
Marching to their own drum, eh?
Yeah, according to the new definition. But if you took the inclusivity and diversity of the old dictionaries, then, you know, it's like the human body. You can't all be the head.
You know, 20 heads.
Or, might as well be all big toes.
Big toes.
We all, the body's all working towards one goal.
Yeah.
Living and breathing. If that inclusivity, you know, of being a thumb, you know, we don't need five of them. Mm. We just need the two. So that's the way I see unity. We've got to fight for the same goal and got to do it, you know, keep saying our goals continuously.
Mm.
Otherwise, you know, say it once, you forget, and next day, what we doing again?
Yeah.
It's like Pinky in the Brain. Mm-hmm. You know? What are we going to do today? You know, what we always going to do? Take over the world. Yeah. You know? You know, and that's how you maintain unity, is by keeping the same goal in sight.
Absolutely. With that.
Daily, monthly, and weekly, and yearly.
Yeah, with a lot of communication too.
Yeah.
And we're so lucky because we get to communicate worldwide with our listeners all over the world, from Australia and Austria and Germany and England, India, Africa, China, Japan, everywhere. And we get to speak with all of them and share all these wonderful things and goals to make our world a better place and to do our part, because we all can choose to do our part.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one big thing that we just need to do, is communicate with each other. And that strengthens ourselves as a unified humanity, and making this world something special and wonderful that we can all enjoy. And it doesn't matter the color, doesn't matter where we were born. You know, we're all in this together, in this world. And if it ends tomorrow, then we all end. So we got to look after it.
Yeah, we're all Homo sapiens.
Absolutely.
You know, when you say Homo sapiens, you know, there's no race in Homo sapiens. You're human or you're not.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, we really, really appreciate your time and all your wisdom and everything that you bring to our show. It just brings so much joy and empowerment to myself and to our listeners out there. It's just always special and great to have somebody so inspiring to share some of their knowledge with us and in how to survive all those catastrophes that, you know, time to time we all go through eventually. So just really appreciate you.
Yeah, and thank you guys for having me on your station, and the listeners, and thank you for all your well-wishes, thoughts, and prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you guys 100-fold.
Thank you so much. Very much appreciated. And we're going to have to let you go for now. We know you're busy getting some work done on your feet and stuff. So just continue on and strive on and be thriving in this world.
So
lots of love. Yeah, lots of love to you, brother. Mm-hmm. You have a great week and weekend. And yes, bye for now.
Bye for now.
Yeah. Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwait Shechlech from Gwaishkana, BC, and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and that was Shkwait Shechlech, and we're going to carry on with our show. We're going to get to our next special guest, which is Lady Fahima, and she's our production manager here at Free Voices, and we're going to play her a song from Justin Johnson, and his name of his song is Abracadabra, and played with his magic fingers for a very magical person. So let's have a listen to this. Justin Johnson, Abracadabra, and it's from the album If Walls Could Talk. So let's have a listen to this. Enjoy, everyone. right, we're back. That was Justin Johnson's Abracadabra, the magic fingers of Justin Johnson and his album If Walls Could Talk. And I especially chose that one for Lady Fahima. And she's been putting up a lot of, like,
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hello. Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We just played your song from Justin Johnson, Abracadabra, I was just explaining, it's very magical. And
wonderful.
I chose it because we have a very magical production manager, Lady Fahima, who's setting up some pretty magic stuff, so. Yeah, so.
I wanted
a magic song for you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So we have our show today. Our subject is on unity. And so we'd love to hear from you on your words on unity.
Your answer, Chief, my greeting and my warmest greeting to each one of you, to you personally, and the rest of the whole crew, and your respected listeners across the country and outside of the country. Getting back to the subject, as usual, you providing very is significant. And unity, the word of the unity, the first of all, when we hear right away, we think of the politician, we look at the government, we look at the society. And we all somehow, as a human being, we think that is the thought of the human, to think that way, that somebody is going to provide us, to bring us. We are living with the greatest and highest technology in the world, not only in Canada. The whole world is facing.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of us, we have to unify with ourselves. Everything is starting within us.
Mm.
As physically and spiritually, and also with soul. The body has to be unified with the soul. You see a lot of people, they get to the wealth as they wanted, but even whatever they wanted to, their mission in their life from childhood, to become rich. But if you look at those type of category, do you see them any happiness with them? Still you see them, their soul is somewhere else and the body is somewhere else, separated. They are not unified. That you to be unified and unity, we all have to start to stitch, to combine the physical body, to look after it to the best we know and we can. And our own soul. Our own soul is the music to maintain. We have to look at ourselves as a plant. We are growing every day. And with the communication with one another, the growth takes a place. And I can give the example again, you know, for the successful people, world achiever, Tina Turner, who is no longer physically with us, but she was the queen of the pop.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis Presley, king of pop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they both had addiction, but they achieved, they reached whenever they wanted to reach. And Dr. Akhavan, the lawyer of United Nations, fighting for the human rights and justice. Fiona Dalton, CEO of the St. Paul Hospital as a female, very seldom they hear a female figure or mind taking such a valuable and a strong position. And the last for this time, Anna Marcus, the youngest, the Irish dancer, the University of the Art University in Vancouver, and she represented Canada in the world. To me, their success, it means they united themselves with their own soul and the mission. And that was the first step. And the reflection of this unifying ourselves, unity, reflection of this kind of unity, then it becomes the achievement. It will be brought and recognized publicly. And in that case, we are not in charge of it. It will be shifted. It's the transmission of one station to another station. So after all, it's very important. We look at ourselves as a capsule in the ocean, digging out our talents, our strong figure, and working on the weakness. Every human being has the weakness. And working on the weakness to become stronger and unified, then we become unified automatically. We don't need to put any force or behind it, because it comes naturally. It will take a place. And if we look at ourselves as the space shuttle, you know, going to the sky, discovery, the rest of the planet and so on, you know, it brings us the harmony and defer, you know, after all, we have to unify our own soul by the sport, by the meditation, art, music, or both, or whichever. They are very diverse. And each person has to find the taste of their interest themselves, and they have to work around it, and they really have to sweat for it, for the goal that you're reaching. And then when we are unified, it is our own soul at our own place, house, then it would spread to the community, to the neighborhood, and then it becomes each one of these small steps, it has the huge impact in our future for the next generation. And we have to walk together and remind, kind reminder to one another, we are on the same journey. We are on the same planet.
Mm-hmm.
Let that unity take a place, regardless of what belief or what races we are. We all have one goal, is the peace for Canada, first of all, and peace for the world. We have to bring that unified among ourselves that I bring today, the society. Is very smart, is very aware and alert of the, you know, of circumstances, and they can, with their own style, I am definitely positive about it, that they take the right place, right action, and we, after all, we work together for one cause. Because truly we associate, we celebrate in our hearts the diversity that we have, and we have a lot of work to together to achieve together. Whatever achievement as individually we take a place, we achieve it, we take it. We are not alone. We are like branches. So many people around us, with the positivity, with the kindness, with generosity, they were the pushing the circumstances till we could be in the successful place. And
beautiful and wonderful. Your words are so eloquent and so heavy and deep. It's like I had a steak. It's going to take me a
while to digest.
Yeah.
I just like, you know, always to invite wherever I am, whatever I do, I engage everyone, wherever I'm surrounded with the wonderful soul in the diversity. I never take it as a granted. It is a privilege, and I adore it every single day in my life. My love and blessing to each one of you, and thank you for the opportunity. You always generously, you know, shower me with the kind words.
Yes.
After all, I know that I am the servant of mankind. And at the end, I have to announce that I made the connection with the Professor Yamani Hamedani, Professor Yamani Hamedani, the professor of Simon Fraser University. She was kindly accepting to have another interview with her, and she is a wonderful young soul and very enthusiastic about our work, and she was very, very kind toward the radio station. I passed her kind message to the station that she really enjoyed the program, Chief, you are providing and engaging with all the diversity.
Beautiful.
Million thanks to each one of you that you're a part of this radio station, and I believe Councillor Barry above at the higher above, you know, she's watching us from higher above, and she's enjoying this journey that we are working and walking. We associate with one another, shoulder to shoulder and side by side.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Yes, we thank you. We know you're busy these days, and we thank you for joining us here live on the radio program. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week. And lots of love to you. And enjoy the rest of the week and weekend. And I'll have to say bye for now. And thank you.
Yes. Thank you kindly.
Thank
bye-bye
you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye for now.
Bye bye for now.
Bye bye.
Okay, that was Lady Fahima, and we're going to continue on with our show. Could you please call Kanavar? And I'm just calling Kanavar, and he's going to introduce our song that we have picked out, that we got him to pick out for us. And so how are you doing, Kanavar?
Hello. I'm the only staff here, so I'm running around a little bit, but it's good. We'll go with that.
So what was the name of our song?
The name of the song is Kawani by Voice of Bachaprot. And they are an all-female rock trio from Indonesia.
Okay.
Super, super cool stuff.
Okay, so let's have a listen. Thank you for pick.
Of course.
It's been short. So.
No worries. Big ups to the Free Voices audience.
Yeah, here it comes. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye for now.
Bye for now, everyone. Thank you for listening to Free Voices.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Bye for now.
Oh, this is awesome.